You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. We begin this afternoon with the Trump takeover of D.C. police and what appears to be a hint that he might do the same with New York. Trump says there's an emergency in D.C. Crime is running rampant. I need to make the city safe. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser said in her news conference, "We've been showing President Trump ever since he took office the second time almost weekly drops in major crimes in our city." She and others say there's nothing to suggest Washington, D.C. has a major crime problem which would require federal intervention. And now New York. During a news conference, Trump hinted that New York might be next. They asked Mayor Adams about it, and two words, folks, please. Juliet Papa with the mayor to start us off on this Tuesday.
Mayor Adams' response to President Trump saying he's going to take a look at New York City after announcing the feds will seize control of the Washington, D.C. Police Department.
But we don't need anyone to come in and take over. We got this under control.
The mayor is offering to help other police departments work out crime-fighting tactics and strategies.
We have the finest police department on the globe. People come here to be trained, and people speak with us to get assistance.
He says the city's drop in crime speaks for itself. He says what the administration can do is take a good hard look at preventing easy access to high-powered automatic weapons. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Out in L.A., where Trump sent in the National Guard, the mayor there says he's making things up to try and take over cities. There's no major crime here. Last week, NYPD Commissioner Jessica Tisch and the mayor says crime is down. This is not the war zone with immigrants terrorizing the city streets. Why is Trump saying all this? Back in D.C., Mayor Bowser called Trump's latest venture unsettling and unprecedented, with columnist Joy Reid pointing out that D.C., L.A., and now the hint of New York, Baltimore, and Oakland all have something in common. They're all cities run by African-American mayors. Meantime, according to California, set to hear arguments from Governor Gavin Newsom in a lawsuit seeking to end Trump's use of the National Guard for law enforcement purposes. We'll be hearing more later. Back here now in the mayoral race heating up with a series of polls coming out fast and furious now. The latest, Siena, showing Queens Assemblyman Zohran Mamdani leading the race by nearly 20 points over Governor Cuomo. Pollster Steve Greenberg.
Democrats are behind Mamdani. 53% of Democrats say they're with Mamdani. 32% of Democrats say they're going to go for Cuomo. Republicans solidly with Sliwa on the Republican line. 68% of Republicans say they're going to vote for Curtis Sliwa.
But Mayor Adams wants to know, why do we give a dang about a statewide poll when folks in the state aren't voting for mayor? New York City residents are.
A poll that judges the state, even if they indicated that my unfavorabilities have gone down, people are starting more and more to see what we are doing. And so we have to, you know, you just got to stay focused in these races. If not, you'll be distracted by polls and comments and all of that.
Well, right now, Mamdani leads in the statewide polling at 44%, followed by Cuomo at 25%. Curtis Sliwa has 12%. Mayor Adams has 7%. From that same poll, by the way, Governor Hochul's job approval and favorability ratings are up, although the poll says her lead in a potential gubernatorial dogfight against Elise Stefanik actually fell. Two swimmers died yesterday at area beaches, you've been hearing. That includes a mishap at Manhattan Beach, where lifeguards were unable to save a lady who was pulled from the water last night. These rip currents are something.
The death of the 77-year-old woman here at Manhattan Beach while lifeguards were on duty came as a 16-year-old drowned in Seaside Heights. The rip current risk very much on 15-year-old Valentina's mind.
I think it's very sad that so many people were harmed, but hopefully everyone could, like, learn from this.
Zoya said even strong swimmers can get into trouble.
It's, nature. It can be possible ever since anytime. We've just prepared.
The rip current risk today is moderate. Signs warn swimmers to exercise caution. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Brooklyn.
In a story, a sad story about a mishap which left three people dead after a car careens into a food truck. This happened about 8:30 this morning when police say a guy was traveling north at 19th Avenue and 42nd. They say he tried to avoid another car making a U-turn and lost control of his vehicle, crashing into the truck and two pedestrians. That driver died, and so did two people ages 42 and 70 who happened to be standing there on the sidewalk at the truck. No names released. They didn't say anything about what became of the guy who made the U-turn or if any charges are expected. Pretty rough morning up there today. Hey, everybody, there's a big virtual meeting tonight starting at 6 where they're discussing the Legionnaires outbreak up in Harlem. State Senator Cordell Claire is hosting it along with community boards 9, 10, and 11. As you know, about 90 people have been infected since the outbreak started last week, and we lost at least three people with that. The senator believes it was started by a maintenance issue.
Everything that I've learned so far tells me this really starts out as a maintenance problem. The lack of maintenance should not cost people's lives.
Cases were found in zip codes 10027, 30, 35, 37, and 39. 17 folks remain hospitalized, but that's down from 24 last week. The health department says if you're feeling flu-like symptoms in August, you need to go and see somebody. Make sure it's not Legionnaires. In Patterson, the boil water advisory is still in effect, but at least they're getting a little bit more pressure coming out of the faucet. Folks say they're tired of this trickle, though.
On day 5 of the water main break, the good news is the break has been isolated. Work is nearing completion. Mayor Andre Saya saying that he's getting lots of reports now that water is starting to come back.
I can just tell you we're heading in the right direction, and that's what we want to hear right now because the residents just need some relief. And residents just want to take a shower.
Residents like Marlena.
At the end is near, hopefully. Hopefully we can get this done and get it over with, you know, and we can all move on and do our normal, you know, daily activity.
Now, despite this progress, the boil water advisory continues, and bottles of water will be handed out again this afternoon here at Oxford and North 8th. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM. In Patterson.
Yeah, people say it's nothing like taking a shower with a trickle of water coming out of the thing. You have to run around in the shower to get wet. Oof. We'll let you know how that goes, by the way, an update on that. Mayor Adams came out with a solution to help adults living with severe mental illness. He's opening 13 new clubhouses. No, that's not the traditional thought where there's dancing and drinks, but a place where you can go to receive intervention and outreach. Learn about harm reduction and so-called wraparound services. He was at Venture House in the Bronx today for the announcement.
We're all feeling the weight of life on our shoulders. And these clubhouses are free, member-led spaces where people can develop social connections.
Yeah, it calls the clubhouses a game changer, in fact.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.